good-looking beard. There's nothing like a man with a good-looking beard.
Hello and welcome to another iteration of Behind the Beard WNC. We're back after some technical difficulties with a new board and hopefully a new sound. But what this is a group of guys that are friends that get together and talk about various things. Most of the time, it's high school sports, but it could go off the rails at any time. It's for our entertainment. We hope you're entertained, too. But if you're not entertained, well, there's other options out there for you. Gentlemen, it has been a millennia since we gathered around the table and bantered. My gosh, what do we have so much to talk about. Where do you want to start?
Carson, what have you been into?
Well, we're right in the middle of, I guess, we're past the halfway point of the baseball season, but we are, we got 3 weeks left to go, so we're right in the middle of the end of the season. So, playoffs are right around the corner, and there's a lot that can change in the last 3 weeks.
You guys are on a hot streak.
We are. We started out, we go through the gauntlet every year at the beginning of the season. We play some really, really good teams, and we just weren't ready to go. We weren't where we needed to be, but we played Robertson, Asheville. We played Tuscola, West Henderson, some really, really good teams with some good arms. And we just haven't, offensively, we just did not get out to the best start. But like I said, we face some real good teams, not to take anything away from them. But 4-5-game win streak right now. We play Irwin this week, so it's a huge matchup. So really, if we don't win this week, it's playoffs and stuff's going to be really, really we're going to need some help. But if we win this week, we continue to control our own destiny.
So do you have to win the 3A to get to the playoffs?
No, we do not. So right now, if the playoffs were to start today, Reynolds would be a top eight or top nine seed.
As a 3A champ of the MAC.
Irwin, and I'd like to see. So Irwin just had a huge, huge win. They beat Robertson last week.
How long has it been since Robertson lost to a public school?
Well, they lost to Cox Mill at the beginning of this year, but it had been 2 years, and so they beat. So you guys have heard of Combine Academy, correct?
Oh, yeah. So, that's where Rakes went to play basketball.
Yeah, so they're a top five baseball school in all classifications in the state. So Robertson loses to Irwin. Was their game on Thursday or Friday? Do you guys remember?
Thursday.
And Saturday they beat Combine Academy. So it's just like – it just – Robertson Irwin got them – Irwin got them on the right night. But I would have loved to have been in that locker room to hear what Philly had to say to them boys, because it's been since a MAC team beat them, I couldn't tell you.
So, are we starting to see a foundation cracking?
Ooh, that's I would tell you this. They definitely, no one expected Irwin to win.
I mean, if you go by travel ball, I mean, the Ramblers not doing so well the last couple of years.
Are they not?
The younger age group's not doing so well.
Yeah, well, they'll be just fine. They'll be just fine come playoffs. I expect a deep run out of them. West Henderson is also a very, very formidable team around here. The Reynolds team, I think I told you guys at the beginning of the year, they were my team that was going to surprise people. And now I don't think they're really surprising people, because I think everybody thinks they're good. So, yeah. So Reynolds has had a very strong baseball year. I know 2 years ago, Coach Stakars, that might have been his first year. They didn't win a conference game. Right. And I think you would have to go back like a long, long time since baseball had not won a conference game. Last year, they were better. And this year, I think I just saw kind of what he had, how much he had them bought in, like in the fall and the winter and stuff. They had a ton of guys out of Bob Lewis in the fall league. And they've got some really good performances. They just beat West Henderson. So West Henderson beat them 16-1 game one. And because of rain, they played Friday game one. Well, they had to turn around and play again Saturday. So when you lose 16-1, I mean, I think that speaks of volumes on what the team, kind of what he's building over there, when they can turn around Saturday and win game two.
Nice.
So, but going back to it, Reynolds would be in the playoffs. Irwin was a 15 or 16 out of 32 in the 3A. 3A West, and I think that was before the Robertson win. So Irwin would be right there, and then right now your Inca Jets at 7-9 are the 32nd team.
Is that the last of last?
That's
team
the
in?
Last team in. So,
so you need to keep winning here.
Oh, for sure, for sure. So like I said, it does not. Well, every year we start out, we play the 4A teams first, and then we finish up. And so we got Irwin, we got Reynolds, and we got North Buncombe. So
just one more thing about Inca baseball. I know TC almost lost earlier in the year to a MAC conference opponent. It was extra innings.
They did. We had a second and third. It was a tie ball game. We were at home. We were hitting second and third, one out, and we were 90 feet away from beating Robertson. And we did not get the job done.
I mean, shouldn't the third base guy send him, the coach?
Yeah, it was absolutely my fault. We had, I'll tell you, they had Reno Jeter, who's an outstanding athlete, baseball player, football player for Robertson. He's 88, 90 miles an hour, and he, I would say, spiked two curveballs. I mean, it was in front of the plate. Well, just the Robertson way, they're playing, their starting catcher got hurt, and his Asher, he's a Division I catcher. Well, their backup catcher is also committed to Wofford. He's a Division I catcher. And so he
– talk about depth.
So he – so they spiked – and guys, this curveball – this is not a 64-mile-an-hour curveball. And he spiked two curveballs, and JT made some unbelievable blocks. We had a guy on third base. We had a freshman who's, I think, 14 years old hitting at the plate. And so I just couldn't imagine, like, freshman year, you've got a chance. And unfortunately – the ball didn't roll our way there. Next guy, we had two outs. Next guy's our leadoff batter, hits a deep pop fly to left field, and it's like, if you could just reverse those, and we would be walking off with the win. But that's baseball.
Was it nine innings you guys lost in?
We lost in eight. So we lost in eight, and then we went to their place, and it was 1-0 going into the sixth. Mm. We played them. Our pitching has been excellent this year. I've not done enough with our hitters. We've just not. We've really underperformed at the plate, in my opinion.
Sounds like you're pretty close to having a real good year, but still hanging around, going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. You know, the team that's surprising, that's struggling their face off is McDowell. And you expect McDowell because of their student size. They're the only school in the county. McDowell, usually they've got beautiful facility down there. McDowell baseball is usually a program that Alex Smith, great head coach, longtime head coach, they just don't have the they've got a couple good pieces. I know their best hitter is out for the year, towards meniscus, but they've got a really, really good arm. And for example, last week we beat them, I think, 11-0 on Monday, and then their ace threw on Friday when we played them, and we won bottom of the seventh inning. It was 1-1. It's just them and North Buncombe right now are at the bottom. They both have one conference win. North Buncombe beat McDowell once. McDowell beat North Buncombe once.
So I've been doing some middle school JV umpiring.
Tell me what baseball looks like in Western North Carolina.
North Buncombe's on the rise.
Wow.
I mean, they got some talent over there on the middle school team.
Do they? Okay.
I think North Buncombe, Cane Creek. The hard part about Cane Creek is we don't know where those kids are going, right?
Right.
Are they going to Reynolds or are they going to Robertson?
Well, they could go to both. We've seen kids that have ended up at both.
So North Buncombe, real good. Reynolds is not bad, but North Buncombe is they're pretty formable over there.
And who's coaching Cane Creek? Is it
Tony and Rudy Cabral? Okay. And then, of course, Mac Anderson is there as well.
Okay, so you got three Rocket men. I mean, you'd have to think that if there's a kid on the fence or if the kid's with some talent, you'd have to think that there may be some behind-the-scenes persuasion.
I tell you this, what was surprising being a middle school JV umpire is the homeschool team, the Asheville Trailblazers. I don't know why I would assume this, but I assume homeschool kids would not be that great at baseball. They actually have a really good baseball team. They have a good baseball program.
Wow.
They have a former college coach coaching the middle school team. And the JV, they play JV and varsity. It's the same team. They're pretty good. They took ACA JV to the end. They've taken Carolina Day to the end.
Now, you might know this answer, but is there like a homeschool league? Are they in like Christ School and ACA's league? Do they get to compete in any sort of postseason? What does that look like?
So talking to their coaches, they're not really in any league.
Okay.
They're kind of independent.
Okay.
They play who they want, when they want. They played another homeschool team out of the Hickory area. Okay. But they're not in any kind of league. They're not NCISAA. They're not NCHSAA. They're neither.
Okay.
So we had to throw a kid out the other night from the Trailblazers. My question was, you know, what happens? Who decides if he has to sit a game or not?
Anybody?
Nobody.
Nobody,
right?
Yeah.
Right, he just keeps playing.
We'll leave it up to the AD.
The AD of the homeschool program?
Yeah.
So,
but no, it's been, of course, this is how it goes every year, but just looking outside, it's like, of course, it's beautiful towards right when the season's finishing up. I mean, how was it umpiring in the beginning of March?
Up there, Bob Lewis, the wind literally blows 67 miles an hour.
Yeah, it does.
And it was, one night I got in my truck, feels like temperature was 27, I think.
Now, Bob Lewis is near the Pole Manor, correct?
It is near the Pole Manor. You can see the arches of the roof at the Pole Manor.
So does the wind have any correlation to when the helicopter takes off?
When the helicopter takes off, it's a lot worse.
Oh, God. Okay. Pat, what have you been up to lately?
Well, not flying a helicopter.
You just ride. We know you're not flying it.
He's got a pilot for everything.
I joined Mike in the right field fence line at the Inca game and watched you do your thing. That was rather entertaining. Both your performance on the field, your team's performance, and Mike's performance in the outfield was exceptional.
It's not a bad place to watch a game out there.
No.
Pat, the left field is way better. I don't know what we were thinking. Left field is 100% better.
Well, we'll have to check that out next time, Mike.
I'd like to go to the Inca Reynolds game and check that out.
We play in 2 weeks, and I would love to see anybody that can be there. I know Lewis's son is playing, so it's real tough with baseball. We got a lot going on right now with baseball, but Pat does not. So I would challenge Pat to get out there to the Reynolds game. Hopefully, Pat, if we lose next week to Irwin, don't bother. but hopefully we take care of business. And regardless, those games against Reynolds are really, really going to matter.
Right.
We could take the show on the road and do a remote broadcast.
I still think we need to do some remote broadcast football games, but I don't know.
I would love to do that. We just get a little headset, and I need you guys to feel my real life reaction of this football guy, because I've been in the film room, and I'm going to know a lot more X's and O's this upcoming year.
So at the Inca game, we could put the remote mic on him.
Oh yeah,
while he's on base.
Yeah,
you don't want to have the remote mic on me.
Do you have a beep button?
Does it bleep out any?
No.
Okay. Well, that's going to be a lot of editing for Lewis.
Lewis, what have you been into?
Just Stevens baseball, hanging out, doing a lot of umpiring. It's been a busy couple months for me.
I was supposed to do a lot of umpiring last week, but instead we had 4 days of rain.
Oh, yeah. Interesting game last week. I believe it was on Friday. I left the house 62 degrees in shorts, went up to the game. I pulled up. It's hailing and raining, and it's 38 degrees.
Where were y'all playing? Avery?
No, it was at Owen. It was that big a difference.
Jeez.
It's like as soon as the storm moved in.
Were you at Pole Manor or something over there where it's always 72 and sunny?
Agony. Absolute agony. Hey, now, you know, the other stuff that was going on while we were on our equipment malfunction hiatus, the basketball season was, going through and wrapping up, and I got to watch the girls' Reynolds team make their historic run. That was quite awesome.
What makes it historic? They've won two state championships.
Well, for me, maybe it was historic. I didn't get to see either one of those.
So okay.
This is the first deep playoff run like that I'd seen, and it was pretty awesome to watch. So congratulations to the girls of H.C. Reynolds.
They did have a great run. Fantastic.
They did. I would have liked to see them seal the deal, but, I mean, hey, it's tough. It's tough. You get to the final. How far did they get? Was it the final four?
Yeah, they were the final four. And the interesting thing, too, I don't know, you guys know the history of this stuff better than I do, but they played, obviously during the week in that first game, but it was like a 1 o'clock in the afternoon game. And I know they went up the night before, but, I mean, who in the heck in the middle of the week can attend a final four game at 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
Pat Pohl can be there.
I'm sure the whole stands was filled. There was a lot of revenue made on that game.
Are you being sarcastic?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Oh, okay. He's being sarcastic. Yeah.
I'm with Pat. And I know when I've made this comment, every response was, I mean, you take off for sure because your kids are in a Final Four.
Yeah, your kids, but how about everybody else?
100%. But it's like, it's just, it doesn't mean that all because you can do it, it doesn't mean that that's when it should be. I guess for hotel purposes, did they drive back after the game? Is that what they saved one night of hotel rooms for the team?
I guess.
Maybe. Fine.
That's the cheapest excuse, if it is, that I've ever heard.
Well, you have what all the levels of the schools in the state, and then you have the four teams at each level for boys and for girls.
Yeah.
So they were trying to guess.
So how many teams were at this site? Was it four for each four divisions?
I think so. And they were doing it. I think that's how it went.
They got to start early. There's 16 games.
Well, then why not break it up? You know?
Yeah, do a couple of days.
But they just, baseball.
Breaking up is hard. I mean, it hurts.
It is. But baseball, they do it on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in baseball.
Yeah.
And it's, go there. You know, you've got two venues. You know, some state championships are at the NC State, some state champions.
Football's that way. I mean, you get two venues and two divisions play at each.
Yeah.
Yep.
Think about giving, you know, once they get to the Final Four, it's like, give them a full, it's kind of like the NCAA, give them a full week of practice, go on that Saturday. You win that Saturday. I know it'd probably be a lot to bring them back, but it's like, there's got to be a better way. And money in the state, I find it hard to believe that that's just not, we can't support these student athletes.
We definitely need to congratulate Coach Whitaker and the Rockets. Fantastic run.
Yes, absolutely.
Coach Whitaker, a friend of the show, she comes on, talks to us, and we appreciate that.
Do you know what do they have coming back as far as did they lose a bit?
They lose Janice,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they lose Julie Janice. She's going to Catawba next year. They'll have about everybody else back. Mariah Eberhardt's graduating.
She's a defensive specialist.
Yeah, she's really, really a good defensive player. And I'm drawing a blank now. There's another one now, and I'm completely drawing a blank on who it is.
But is it Harvey?
No, Peyton's a junior, rising senior now.
Okay.
So she'll be back.
I tell you, it'd be tough to be a girls' basketball team around here if you've got all that coming back.
Yeah, and I mean,
and Tate Harvey's pretty good. She was a freshman.
And Tate, all conference this year as a freshman, and she'll be back. Peyton will be back. Addie Long will be back. This drives me crazy.
That'll be a fantastic team.
Senior on.
I'm sure the boys will be good as well.
Oh yeah. I don't know if they lost any seniors on the boys' team. I think they're all juniors.
Nice.
Oh, no, that's not true. Uriah Anders was a senior.
Just keep guessing, Pat. You're only there for every home game.
I know, but the cheese is, every day I get older, and the cheese is falling further and further off the cracker.
Pat's 73, if y'all didn't know.
Indeed.
Oof.
It's painful.
Mm. And Carson's 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 16. Yep. I don't have my after nine, so that's why we have to do the podcast at the time.
Nice.
That we do.
Oh, wow.
Now, keeping on the basketball theme, how about the March Madness situation?
Ooh, my boys.
NC State? How about my Kentucky Wildcats?
We're fantastic.
I'm still waiting on the collapse.
Oh, yeah, the NC State collapse.
I told you we wouldn't win, we'd lose. We lost, didn't we?
Finally.
But I wouldn't call it a collapse. No. That was just the furthest thing from a collapse.
You know what was so funny about all that? You know, you guys got me going on the betting app.
Oh, yeah. We were all addicted, yes.
And then we're starting out there. We've got access to the betting thing. And Mike, to your point, Lewis, says, don't bet State because they're going to collapse.
Yeah, they're going to collapse.
The collapse. So, of course, I'm like, well, Mike follows NC State. He knows a whole lot more
than
that. Yes. Listen, that was a good thing. That was a good advice because State had lost, like, I can't remember the number. It was 7 of the last 10 or
and
something
I,
like that.
I do have a number for you. So if you bet $100 on NC State money line and rolled it over before the Purdue game, obviously, you would have had $145,000.
Holy cow.
Wow. Yeah. If you started with 100.
I didn't have that kind of faith. I was betting $5.
Now, I also saw something that said it was like someone quoted that, and then after the Purdue game, they would be like, now you would have $0, which that's no one does that. But
what was the game before the Purdue game?
The Duke.
Yeah. The Duke game.
Yeah. They beat Duke.
So that was my largest bet I've ever made. It was $100, which is not a big bet. And I won it. I was so excited.
That's awesome.
So the best part about the State run, there were two things that were fantastic about it. One, the ACC tournament, we beat the big three, Virginia, Duke, and Carolina. And then we turn around and beat Duke again.
That was beautiful.
And beating your conference foes, it's nice.
Oh, yeah.
It started with that game in the tournament against Virginia.
If Virginia could hit one out of their last 10 free throws, State never makes any run because they don't make the NCAA tournament.
That's true.
Well, I'll tell you, if as a Carolina fan, if R.J. Davis could have hit water if he fell out of a boat, they could have beat Alabama. I mean, it was just such karma because Caleb Love had the worst game ever. He was
R.J. thought he'd follow it up with his worst game?
So it was like, R.J. was like, oh, I can beat that. I'm like, oh my gosh. That's not the type of competing I want to see.
You know what was also fascinating about that State run was that big man in the middle.
D.J. Burns.
Right? So, you know, when I was a kid, and you were probably not too far behind, it was more of a big man game. You know, I grew up with Ralph Sampson, that whole thing in Virginia, and that kind of went away, and it became the Steph Curry show, you know, the three-point game. It was nice to see the State run because he was down there, and nobody could do a freaking thing with that guy. Nothing.
He was a bull with ballerina shoes on.
Man.
I mean, he beat and bang, but the sweetest moves. And he's been there. This is his second year. We've seen this for 2 years. We just haven't been able to put any kind of run together.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it was impressive to watch for sure.
But
what do we got? We've got another big athletic event going on right now.
What do we got?
The Masters.
We've got the Masters.
The Masters. And by the time you guys hear this, it'll be over. I assume Scotty Scheffler is going to win.
Yeah, I would think it's looking like that right now, but it's tough to see Tiger the shape that he was in.
Let's not forget Tiger's almost 50 years old.
Oh, I know. I'm talking physically. It just like hurts me to see.
He broke both his legs.
His back is done.
Yeah, he's almost Pat's age. That's old.
Yeah, oof. Right?
Oof.
I couldn't get out there and play in the Masters.
I couldn't play the Masters either. I go to the racetrack for a weekend, and I am so tired and sore the next day, I just don't want to move. It's ridiculous. It's standing and walking. I'm an old man.
I played around Saturday morning, and I was in a cart. And, like, I got up this morning, and I'm like, oh. Like, imagine walking.
I don't want to hear another word from you about that, Carson.
I know, right? I get home, my ankle hurts, my back hurts. I'm like, oh, I'm so old.
I heard you met some fans while you were golfing.
I did. Shout out to the Owen quarterback. He's my new favorite quarterback in Western Wisconsin.
What's his name?
Jacob. Jacob Knight, is it?
Jacob Knight, yeah.
Knighton, yeah. But fantastic young man. And I will tell you this right now. Jacob, after graduation, he told me his plans are to join the Air Force, which I think is awesome. Thank you for your service. And he can also stripe a golf ball.
Did he beat you?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Jacob's
play golf 3 days a week.
I do not
You're
play
a
golf.
Salesman,
this is
so
my
you play
sec-
3 days a
this
week.
This is my second round of golf since November.
That's a lie.
And Jacob, lefty, very, very good swing, but no, he definitely can pipe a ball. I miss being 18.
Yeah, right.
You know the golf that I play a lot? Topgolf.
You played a lot?
I haven't played a lot, but I've enjoyed the four times I've gone.
I figured it was pocket golf you played a lot of.
Well, that too, but you know the game you can dial up at Topgolf where you're playing the Angry Birds?
I've never been there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of fun.
I've never actually played the games there. I just, you know, we just go and we just like use it kind of like a...
You just whack your balls?
Yeah, you just whack the balls and stuff.
You got to play Angry Birds, man. It's a
Angry
great game.
Birds?
Angry
yeah, it's, Birds. It's a fun game.
Is
yeah.
it? Okay.
It's a lot of fun.
All right. Well, I got to
check it out. I've never been.
You've never been to Topgolf?
I've never been.
Oh.
So, one thing we probably need to talk about, Christ School football, Christ School lacrosse. Listen, at 16, 17, 18, we all made stupid mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
For Pat and I, we were fortunate we did not have cell phone cameras and social media.
No.
RJ, you know, we hate to see that a young man pass away. Lacrosse, they actually won 12 to 4 this past Saturday, which 12 was RJ's number. RJ Fox, we're talking about at Christ School, who died in the car wreck after prom. Hate to see that. Been a tough week at Christ School. Talking to Luke, very, very somber mood at Christ School this week.
Yeah.
It's just... yeah, our thoughts and prayers go out to not just the people that lives were lost, but also the people, the people that were in the car, the driver. It's unfortunate in every way that you look at it. Life is a very fragile thing.
Of course, Christ School football player driving, wide receiver, punter this past season. Other schools affected, Myers Park, Charlotte Catholic. So it had a pretty wide swath of schools that it affected with that one wreck.
And RJ was a boarding student from Illinois, correct?
Yes, a junior.
Yeah. So I'll tell you, and I won't go down this rabbit hole long, but I had to get off the comments on WLOS on Facebook. And not that it's surprising that the internet's a toxic place, but just seeing some of the comments that these people had, I mean, it is just, it is how insensitive some people can be was mind-blowing. So let's just all remember that, maybe we didn't crash a car going at an excess speed or anything like that, but
we all made stupid mistakes.
That could have happened to all of us probably growing up.
I mean, that is something that if you think that no one here, how many people at this table has ever looked down at their phone while they've been driving?
Sure.
I mean,
everybody but Pat.
Everybody but Pat.
I mean, he has somebody to drive him.
For sure. So he's he can do it.
Right.
Listen, when I was this young man's age, same age that I was getting on the interstate. I look back. I had a pickup truck, and we were going way too fast. And there was a young man hanging over the side of my pickup truck bed, hanging on for dear life. It easily could have ended the same way, but it didn't. I'm very thankful for that.
You got to remember your insurance agent listens to this.
That was a long time ago. But, yeah, we all made stupid mistakes at that age. Obviously, they didn't result in deaths, but,
forget, like, this kid, there's going to be repercussions. I mean,
yes. Oh, yeah.
We're not saying that there needs to be any consequences. I mean, we're just saying, like, let's also be sensitive that there's people, lives were lost.
Listen. Whatever happens, is it jail time? Is it probation? I don't know, and I really, it doesn't matter. He's got to live with this the rest of his life.
The mental game is the toughest part, right?
Yes.
Correct. And, he is staying here in town. He's from Georgia, the young man who was driving, but he's staying here in town with another student. Father is a doctor here in town. He's staying with them because I don't think he's allowed to leave the state.
Oh, yeah.
But
is he friends with Pat?
Pat knows all the doctors.
Right.
Not all. Several.
But anyway, we hate to see it. We wish Christ School the best. So.
And honestly, North Buncombe's proms this upcoming week, and we've got prom season right ahead, right around the corner for all of our public schools. And we just hope that, I'll never forget our principal at North Buncombe, Jack Evans. We had a meeting before every prom, and he was like, guys, the number one goal, if you walk through that door Monday morning, we can figure it out. And, you'd be surprised of how many times through his course of being a longtime principal, that's not happened.
Right.
I mean, it's not one in a million. I mean, it's not one in a million. It's happened. There's been tragedy all around West North Carolina.
I can remember being at Reynolds, and we lost someone in the school, I want to say 3 years in a row, my sophomore, junior, senior year.
On prom night?
Not on prom night, okay. Just
but
overall.
Throughout the year.
And it happens, unfortunately.
Yeah, we lost two in 1 year, the same weekend.
Jeez. I mean, let's just remember Christ School,
Yeah.
It's tough. Myers Park, Charlotte Catholic, all those guys.
Yep.
So I've noticed football schedules have started rolling in.
No, nice. I've not seen these yet.
Reynolds football schedule's out.
Oh, it is.
Same schedule.
Indeed.
It's going to be East and West Forsyth.
Watauga.
Shelby. And then, let's be honest.
The conference.
They're going to kill the conference.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
With the new quarterback they got coming in from IMG plus Max, if they stay healthy, they're going to score 60 a game.
Yes. I mean, so that's why we have to have the spread, right?
Correct.
I just want to put that out there early that we do have a spread on those games.
Yeah. Once they get through those first four, I don't know how good the other four are going to be. I haven't done my research yet. You haven't closed in on football. But the let's be honest. The conference, I mean, Reynolds is going to run the table with that kind of offense.
Right.
They've lost a lot of people, though, off this year. Seeing that defense is they got some holes to fill on that defensive side of the ball for sure. And
then, well, I think the biggest question is offensive line.
They've got to, they've got to get some kids to step up and develop there. From what I've been hearing, the coach that's taken over for Coach Brow, and I can't remember his name now off the top of my head, the guy that played offensive line for App State,
Chandler Greer.
Yeah, he's the one taking over for offensive line. Apparently, he is working those young men like crazy right now.
But you're going to have some varsity experience. You only lost one off that line, right? Everybody else coming back.
D-Wayne and Brendan are out.
Oh, D-Wayne and Brendan. So you lost two.
You got Raleigh, you got Truesdale, and you got Rodrigo.
Right. So they got three of the five. I mean, listen, offensive line is a problem for every school everywhere because no one wants to be an offensive lineman anymore. You don't score touchdowns. They don't talk about you in the newspaper or the internet. So it's hard to find offensive linemen. Kids are like, yeah, I want to be an offensive lineman. That doesn't happen.
Right.
No, and for most schools, most public schools at least, it's not like you've got a ton of depth. And then also size is you don't have the plethora of the 6'5", 300-pound offensive lineman. But I've heard a lot of buzz about this quarterback. Yeah. Heard a lot of buzz. Indeed. So even it could be an addition by subtraction type thing where, you might not be as strong losing Brennan and the other young D-man, man.
Yeah.
Yep. And but if you've got someone that can sit back there and chuck it.
Is it Eli Hemrick? Is that his name? I think it is. From IMG, Eli Hemrick.
That sounds right.
That sounds right.
I mean, you look at his videos. This guy can sling it. He might be the next Alex Flynn.
He's coming in with, like, what, 5 D1 offers already?
I think that number will probably continue to grow. So...
Especially if they can find some good wide receivers for
him. I'm sure they will.
And they got Max Guest back. He should be.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You got Max Guest. He stays healthy. He'll be a, 1,500-yard guy easy.
Sure.
Yeah. It'd be exciting to watch. Really.
That'd be awesome.
I bet they're tickled to just be able to where, defense has been kind of the strength here for a little while. They've really carried them. But if the offense can throw up some high numbers, we saw with Hickory. I mean, if you just outscore everybody,
Hickory, fantastic.
If you just can outscore,
and they were turning almost everybody.
Everybody, that quarterback can. There's some of him, his highlights. I mean, him running to the side and stuff. It's like, boom, okay, that's 55 yards down the field.
Yeah,
that's
Owen's schedule out yet. Have you seen?
It is not. I have not seen it.
If you look on Max Preps, three teams they play have put their schedule out. So we currently have three games.
Oh, good. 30% of the information.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm sure football is going to be a fantastic season.
Now, did you tell me a while ago about one of you guys was sharing with me about what this new conference is going to look like?
It won't be next year.
Oh, okay.
8A is coming. In two seasons.
7A, right?
Yeah, it's 8.
Oh, it's 8.
It is 8. And from the projections I see, Reynolds is going to end up about 6A, another split conference, almost the same people. And these are just projections, but it's going to be 7A, I think, is like McDowell TC. And Asheville, in some projections, and other projections, are 6A with Reynolds.
I heard
Irwin. And Franklin.
Yeah, Franklin, you were saying.
And North Buncombe drops out and goes to, what's the conference that with Wes Henderson?
The Western MAC.
No, Western Highlands?
Western Highlands.
It's Western something.
Yeah, it's not the Western MAC, but it's the Western.
Western MAC.
Yeah.
They'll kill you for saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
I guess that would be like North and Tuscola.
Yeah.
Those schools.
Tuscola, Pisgah. West, North.
Okay.
And North Buncombe. So they would kind of move to that conference.
No, real loser on that one is Inca. I mean, that's just...
Right. Unfortunately, Inca's stuck with some pretty tough talent.
Yeah.
Where does Owen go?
I think they're still like what? That might be 2A then, right?
I think they're 3A.
Oh, 3A.
I think they would go to 3A. It's a similar conference. They still got Madison. I mean, and listen, it's all pretty much the same. We just all move around to different numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... I want to talk just a minute, Pat. You and I were talking the other day about this booster club thing that the state requires that the booster clubs to submit all their stuff.
They got to submit their treasury report, right?
Yeah, well, that's statute now. I guess there's going to be some data reporting on all of that. So that's to come. That's being developed and turned in. There's certain timelines that have to be met with getting that data in and return reported.
You pretty nervous about that?
I'm not nervous at all about it. Fine with me. I mean,
is anybody interested to see what Reynolds is spending on athletics, compared to...
Well, the question is, will they make it public?
Yeah, so it's public information.
Oh, that should be interesting.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. How are they spending compared to Owen, compared to Inca, compared to North Buncombe?
Now, I mean, is that just the booster club spending, or is it going to be like, you know, the athletic slush fund that might exist in
I think
certain
it's just
places?
Booster club spending.
Oh, okay.
I just know there's categories that...
There's no Stripe account or anything on there?
I think I don't know how the athletics part
I've not
works.
Seen him stumble so much before. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to say.
He's sweating. Pat has just broken into a sweat.
So listen, who do you think are the biggest spending booster clubs, the top three in West North Carolina?
I've got to put Kings Mountain up there for sure.
All right, I'm talking about this side of the mountain.
I would say Reynolds is going to be number one.
Yes.
I would say probably Tuscola or Pisgah number two.
I was thinking West Henderson.
Oh, you think West?
What do you you worked at West Henderson. What do you think? It's hard to tell, I know, from baseball.
I can tell you, besides Reynolds football, I would put West Henderson's baseball fund up there with any football program in Western North Carolina. And I mean that. And
what about TC?
TC baseball, extremely misguided from what I've gathered from their coaching staff. I feel like everybody feels like Robertson's got all this money. They've got all these former professional athletes. I feel like they think that the money is just a blank check over there. I know that the Robertson baseball program fundraises extremely throughout the year. They fundraise is one of their top priorities. And I do know I don't think they just get all this money from the school. Let's just say that.
I think the school that's going to surprise you is Asheville. You know, talking to the coach, talking about their budget off air.
Have you guys heard the rumors that Asheville will be joining Buncombe County Schools?
I have heard that.
I've heard that. Yeah.
I've heard that now from multiple people.
That's going to hurt Asheville as far as budget because they go from the only school in Asheville City Schools to one of how many high schools we got?
Eight.
Yeah.
So
an example was, which I'd never have been to the city schools office, but there's, you know, Buncombe County Schools, it seems like there's, you know, 100 faculty members that work over at the county office. It just seems like there's a lot of people. You hear about people right before they hit retirement, they're going to go work at the county office. I don't think that there's a lot of just employees at the city office for the city schools.
I know the city schools have been struggling with budget for the past 3 or 4 years. It's been pretty tough.
Well, they spend it all on the baseball field.
That is a nice baseball
$1 million.
Whew.
$1 million.
It's the best one around.
That's Pat's spending
it's
budget
the
in
one
a year.
What baseball field in the state of North Carolina is better than that?
I don't know of one.
And I'll tell you, I mean...
Is there outfield real grass?
No, it's all
it's
turf.
It's all turf.
Oh, yeah. All turf, major league... I mean, it's the real deal. Wow. Nice. Now, Wes Henderson, I know, their field, their playing surface is like Augusta. So, as far as grass goes, it is absolutely one of the best playing surfaces in the state of North Carolina. But it's still like, think about how much work and money goes
mowers.
Into it. They've got three mowers. They've got a real mower that's... I mean, they legit have a real mower that's a fairway golf course mower.
We know about that because we've
a real mower.
We've helped purchase
called.
One of those before. Yeah.
A real mower, R-E-E-L, real
yeah.
mower.
Yeah. You guys have helped purchase one of those?
Yeah.
How much do you think those run?
I can't remember, but it was not cheap.
It was not cheap.
Yeah. Okay. I just know it when I was at West, it was hilarious. We had a mower, and I just thought it was
what was his name?
Top of the line. No, Chip was our mower, but
he also cut down the trees.
We had a mower, and they were like, "Oh, this doesn't go on the field." And I was
"That's
like,
correct." Yeah,
I was like, "What do you mean?" They were like, "Oh no, this is for the grass outside the field. We don't mix it." I was
it's
like,
"Wild, isn't it?"
Oh, okay. So this mower, which God knows how much that one costs, I was like, "That's just for the surrounding grass outside the field."
That's right.
And then the other mowers in the field house were for the actual field.
Were you at our boosters meeting? Because it sounds a lot like this.
Yeah.
Have you seen
Reynolds has that many mowers?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've seen Carson's yard. He also has a real mower for his yard. It looks like Augusta in his front yard.
That's just the furthest thing from the truth.
Being a coach at Inca, he got as a stipend, he got a real mower.
That's awesome.
So they bought it for him.
I have a 24-year-old John Deere. That
thing's older than you are.
It's close. It was Whitney's grandfather's.
Wow.
Yeah. So now, if there's any programs out there that's looking to get rid of a mower and trying to upgrade, I'll happily pick it up. You guys all have trucks.
Yeah, you want to buy one? Well, Pat does not.
Yeah, he's not allowed.
No, Pat's got. Has your Cybertruck got in yet?
No, I don't have a Cybertruck. Did you not?
He's not allowed to get one in Inca.
Yeah, in Biltmore Lake. Yeah,
doesn't mow his grass.
No, I do too.
No, he doesn't.
I have a push mower. Honda.
There is no That's chance in hell.
I use
that
a
you,
Honda push mower.
A Honda?
Yes. Wait, you use it or Brendan uses it?
Both of us use it.
You don't use
it. You mow your lawn.
I have.
Okay, I've got
a
challenge, and this will go. We'll post. This will be the first post in a while on Instagram. Pat, when you next time you're mowing, if this is true, I would like you to take a selfie with you and the mower.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, because this will not happen.
What about when I've got the string trimmer going and the edger and everything?
Yeah, if we
else.
Could see that,
I don't need
that.
To see you shave.
Oh yeah, this is fantastic.
Pat's got one of those long shavers for his back that he reaches out. It looks like a back washer.
Pat, no. No bueno.
He used to have an ACR shaved in his back hair. Is that true?
That's not true, Mike.
Oh, okay.
No. Unbelievable.
Indeed,
for sure.
Oh, well,
there is one thing I would like to talk about.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I've been thinking about it. Maybe this is like a new segment. Lessons learned from Lewis.
Learned from Lewis. This is not Lewis's ledge, is it?
No.
Let's not go to Lewis's ledge.
But, I mean, coaches, listen. If you're going to do this so-called thing that you don't do called recruiting, don't do it over text message where there's evidence left. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah. Let somebody at your school do it. Let a parent do it.
Yeah, let a parent hire a student. Do something. But,
hire a student.
Don't do it on your own cell phone.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just trying to think of the baseball players that I would recruit. I would make sure there's definitely some I would, and I would make sure that. Am I an employee of the? I'm not an employee. Well,
if you get paid, you are.
You are an employee.
Okay. Wow, that big check. So yeah, yeah. Okay. I would make one of you guys recruit for me.
I would do it in a heartbeat.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm doing. So
I've got a few names. I don't have any numbers, but I have a few names I would like you to reach out to.
Yeah, the only problem is, like, what would draw them over there?
Oh.
Well, you got the former home run leader for Landry University.
Not anymore.
Former.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Former.
Coach Griffin. I would go for Coach Griffin.
Yeah, Coach Griffin. Great guy. I'd love to have Todd come on the show.
He's a solid dude.
Yeah, what's Todd waiting on?
I asked him last time. He said he had to win some games. Now you've won a bunch in a row. Can we get him on?
No, probably not.
Why not?
He's exclusive. He's exclusive. He's not. No, we'll see. We'll see how we finish the season off.
He doesn't like to hang out with us because we're old, except for Carson.
I think he's busy.
He's busy.
That's okay. That's what I would. I take it that he's busy.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Recruiting. What a funny thing.
I would be the recruiting coordinator. I would do that for somebody's high school. They paid me enough.
I mean, you're doing it. You do it for Christ School already. But if a parent reaches out to you and says, hey, what do you think of your Christ School experience?
I tell them what I thought.
I tell them what you think about your Christ School experience.
The funny thing is how mad these coaches get about recruiting. And
they all do.
Every one of them does it.
They don't necessarily do it. Somebody from their school does it.
Right.
It's like everywhere. If one of yours gets pulled or if one of your opponents, these guys are so competitive. These football coaches are just, they're all the same. They're all cut from the same cloth, but they're all different in their little ways. But when it comes down to it, they want to win. All they think about all year is how they can win every single game.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, their football coach.
I'm ready for something. That's what I'm saying. I'm ready for our coaches' interviews. I'm pumped up about it. I've already got questions. I'm ready to go.
Indeed, we got to line up some people to talk to here.
Yes.
And they may not want to talk to us.
They may not want to, but, you know, we're going to
ask them.
Do you
think the coaching carousel's done?
No. I guess you guys saw Pisgah, former Pisgah coach Brett Chappell. We thought he might stay at Inca. Headed to Chesney, South Carolina.
No. Yeah, he's the real winner.
A state that pays coaches.
$100,000.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he teaches one period a day. And he was able to bring his defensive coordinator with him. And his defense coordinator is making $12,000. Not including camps or any fundraising or any extra supplemental.
Don't you think a good question for a long time Western North Carolina football coach would be, what keeps you in Western North Carolina?
Yeah, like, are you just trying to hit your 30?
Yeah, but why wait? You can make so much more money in South Carolina. Why wait? You can make enough money to where it doesn't matter.
I think when you're at like 25, 26, 27, it's just like you're so close to just having your insurance paid for the rest of your life that it's like...
Is that what it is?
Yeah, definitely. Now, I think if you have a coach at year 5 to 10, that's different.
Right.
But year 20 to 27, I completely understand why people sit it out, you know, wait it out the next. And let's be honest, these coaches that are... I mean, they're probably creatures of habit. They're probably extremely comfortable where they're at. I mean, it's...
Look at a young coach like... I'm terrible at names. What's the Asheville High... Court Radford.
Yeah, right.
He's a young coach.
Yeah, but I mean...
Why not move to South Carolina now and make more money now? What's keeping you at Asheville
High? So at least double your salary, right?
Yes, at least.
Okay, well, I would argue this about Radford. I would say that if the opportunity allowed itself, I think he would.
Okay.
Would you guys disagree?
I don't know him that well.
A lot of times the opportunity doesn't show itself or present itself because someone's not chasing it.
I mean, I'm not sitting here saying that he's chasing him, but I'm saying that if he had an offer to go coach at Burns or Dorman or something like that, it's like, do you think he's staying at Asheville High? Like, I don't necessarily think that. I think that if he could have got the, which job just came, Crest?
Yeah,
Crest. I think if he could have got Crest, I think he would have went. And I've not talked to him about, I mean, that is.
Sure. He coached at Crest. He
coached at Crest, yeah. So I was just, I mean, Crest and Asheville High, I mean, are not the same programs right now.
No.
Crest is an absolute state powerhouse right now. Asheville High, every year. I mean, Asheville High has been perennial good, you know, in the past and stuff. And I think he's doing the right things to try and build Asheville to get to that level. But like, Crest, how much money do you think that coach was embezzling? I mean, there's a lot of money in some big football programs.
Sure, and I'm assuming in the Cleveland County area, there's a whole lot of money.
I don't think it was like $300.
No. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, the coach at Crest High School resigned amid scandals of embezzling some money, some fundraising money. So he's moved on. They hired Greg Lloyd as their new coach. He's from Shelby. He's from the Crest area, so he coached at Kings Mountain prior. So, very familiar with the area. That's their guy. That's who they wanted. So, I mean, there is some money in these football programs and fundraising. You know, you want to think that no football coach would take some money, but I guess it does happen from time to time.
Yeah. I think it's... It would be hard when all that money is right there readily in front of you. I think that it would take a strong-willed individual to not dabble in it.
I can remember as a treasurer, a coach of a team having a fundraiser and bringing me, Pat, you probably experienced this, a large envelope with cash. It's just a large manila envelope of cash. And I'm like, ooh.
From a golf tournament.
Yeah. Like, ooh.
There's a lot of cash donate. I mean, there's a lot of things. You have camps. You have, I mean, I've got a, you know, kick out of this, but like the Wes Henderson kids baseball camp in the summer. Like, do you guys know how many kids go to the West Henderson? Like, West Henderson baseball is everything in Henderson County and Mills River and stuff. It's like, there's hundreds of kids.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about West, their football program's good too, and that's why I think they may be the number two team as far as booster spending.
Well, I think it's the right demographics as well. Yes. I think that there's also some money in Mills River.
Absolutely, there is. I mean, you know, the average house is, I mean, it's like Pat's house. It's like $700,000.
It is like $700,000 or $800,000. I don't know. Can you get a house under $700,000 in Mills River?
Probably not.
I don't think it's very. It's close to Fairview.
It is Fairview, Inca Lake, and Mills River.
It's Biltmore Lake, but the lake itself is Inca Lake.
Yeah, get it right.
Okay. What did I call it?
Inca Lake.
That's what it used to be called.
It was Inca Lake before all you guys moved in.
That's correct.
The lake is still called Inca Lake. The neighborhood around Inca Lake is called Biltmore Lake.
Why? That doesn't make any sense.
I tell them Biltmore Farms came up with it. I don't know.
There's no Biltmore Lake. Why do you call it Biltmore Lake?
Biltmore Farms question. I have no idea.
Pat, I'd like to drain that lake and see what's in it.
I'm sure there's some stuff down there. When they drained it before, I've told you the stories of stuff that Brendan dug up and found.
You said they found some ordnance in there, right?
Yeah, that was a couple of firemen that got blown up by one of those grenade things that the Boy Scouts used.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't there also some cars and stuff in there?
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff in there. I didn't see one of the cars, but I'm sure there's some in there.
That's wild, isn't it?
Wow.
You know that I found out that dam over there.
Hey, this is a family show.
It's a family show.
My son listens to this.
Yes. Well, there's a water dam on the lake. That's Jesus. How they made the lake.
Pat?
There's a road that went over the top of that. Apparently, that was used in the filming of Thunder Road.
Huh?
Old 50s movie, which I thought was
Carson
pretty cool.
Lewis. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Not a clue.
Never, ever. No idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, not surprised.
Mm-mm.
Anyway. But yes, the neighborhood is Biltmore Lake. The lake is Anka Lake. Why Biltmore Farms decided to name the neighborhood Biltmore Lake and not...
You know why? Because Biltmore...
Wait, so do you live... Like, are you part of the Biltmore estate?
No.
He's co-owner.
What a wild turn of events. That explains so much for our listeners.
No. What? I have nothing to do with the Biltmore estate. Zero.
You just said Biltmore Farms.
Biltmore Farms is the builder of the neighborhood.
So Biltmore,
if you George Vanderbilt built your neighborhood?
No, he did not.
God, this is, oh my.
When you put the name Biltmore in front of anything, it raises the cost by 50%.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Definitely.
Oh my.
We're way off the rails here.
We are.
Big
it's been
shock.
Fun, though. It's
big
been
shocker.
Fun.
Big shock.
Big shocker.
Mm. Well, we do have kind of a doldrums here as we're enduring the end of the baseball season. Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's just, you know, it's where we are in baseball.
So I hope it lasts forever. I hope the baseball season lasts for another month and a half.
Is that because you enjoy not being at home?
I think so.
That's fantastic.
He's rubbing his head. Go ahead and say something, Carson.
No, that is not it. No, no. No, our wives, they want baseball season to last forever, too.
We went out with some friends of ours this weekend, and one of our friends said, you guys just need to say, look, we're a football podcast, and we're only going to be on during football season. But I don't think that's right.
I don't think that's right. We just, you know, got to pick up momentum.
I think that we can be on whenever we want to be on.
Yeah.
I don't think we have no rules.
Yeah. Do you guys realize that we're over a year now? We're on season two.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. And that's actually what we should do is get some people that actually tune into this thing to kind of chime in about what they'd like to hear us banter on about. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever you guys want us to talk about, we'll do it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that Lewis has an opinion on just about everything you can come up with.
100%.
Yes.
Yeah. And probably and, hey, contrarian opinion. If we don't know about it, Pat will fly to it and find out.
Agony. But you remember last year when we got kind of started about this time? And the hype started building as we were starting to get excited about football season and that kind of thing. So I'm kind of looking forward to that here as we come out of baseball season to get things going.
So I know I'm putting you guys on a spot, but do any of you three have kind of a fond memory of season one? Something you're like, yeah, that was like my highlight for season one.
I think my highlight for season one was the episode where you said this episode brought to you by Wild Turkey 101.
Yeah, that's among,
I forgot about
I would
that.
Also, and I would share Lewis's sentiment on that because, yeah, that was epic.
Come on. I thought you might say when I was like this.
Yeah, oh, that was episode, I think.
That was
Uscola. Oh,
Uscola.
There might
that's
be a
right.
T in there.
Uscola.
I think my other favorite moment is when we were interviewing a coach and the coach only made eye contact with one person in the room.
Yeah. And yeah, that was tough. Carson, do you have a memory? I know you kind of joined late. You were on and then we brought you back on.
You know, I think that getting not people riled up, but hearing just the interactions, that's our favorite thing is when we get feedback, whether it's like, I can't believe that you think that's what our spread should be. I mean, there's a lot of coaching staffs that listen to this.
They're like 40-point spread. Yeah, 40.
Yeah, 40-point spreads. And I would say that the interactions.
How about the voicemail?
The voicemail. Oh, Coach Gibson, that was a great one. The voicemail when he said traffic was great, they got their win. I would say, yeah, the voicemail had to be my favorite one because, believe it or not, I wanted Owen. I think Lewis can attest to that. Like, I wanted Owen to succeed. There was no
absolutely.
There was no way that I would want Owen and his kids. And Owen, I hope all the teams around here win. I just know that there's some that are not going to win. So,
what? So you're saying Owen's not going to
win? No, it's like when Reynolds plays Inca. It's like I don't think that if the Vegas was actually taking action on it, I don't think that there would be a money line opportunity. I don't think you could bet on the money line.
Carson, are you considering being like a bookie for West North Carolina football?
Yeah, they're definitely in the talks for it. Now, I don't have the capital to back it up, but the man to my left does. So I'm currently in the talks. I actually talked with a coach on one of the staffs in the MAC conference, and he said that, you know, they come up with spreads, and he said everybody gets a pick every week, and there was no money involved, but he asked me, he was like, you know, your spreads are kind of wild. And I was like, yeah, well, we use the
Simmons report.
He's like, wait, y'all use the Simmons report? And I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, that guy's like 99.8%.
Yeah, he's like, right a lot.
Yeah, that's why we use it. Yeah, he was like, that makes sense.
And I
was
we're like, a week behind, but I mean.
But hey, like others have said, we are a crazy podcast.
Crazy.
No, that might have been crazy. My favorite. When that was it Avery?
No, what's the name?
Mitchell.
Mitchell.
Good Lord. Mitchell
people. Yeah. They were crazy.
The crazy podcast.
Those like, crazy guys. Like, we can't talk about them.
It was like, how crazy? But no.
I like it when Pat told the story about the lady that came to him. Was it one of the Gaston County schools? Did you fly here?
Oh, yeah. That was out there at East Forsyth and had a nice conversation. I think it was Max Guest's grandmother.
Right.
Came up and we were talking and did the introductions. And then at the very end of the conversation, she said, hey, I'm just curious. Did you fly here in the airplane? I just cracked up laughing, of course. Fantastic.
What about a favorite interview? Pat, go ahead.
Well, you know what my favorite interview is going to be.
Geez.
Team Reynolds, yeah, ACR.
It was a good interview. It was a good interview.
He gave us forever.
I think the best interview was Coach Radford.
Coach Radford.
That was a good one.
I loved Coach Radford.
Mine was Coach Cooley from basketball. He was awesome.
He was fun to talk to.
Great guy. His energy was infectious.
I like when he was like, are we talking about recruiting or what?
Are we talking about college recruiting? Yes, he was a good interview. We need to talk to him again. I mean, he won a state championship. Coach Walker, good interview. They were all good interviews.
Yeah, and Coach Witt and Coach Stevens on for basketball, they were good.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that was good. I'd
like to get everybody on if we can. I mean, that'd be kind of fun.
So this year, I think we need to make it a goal to try to get to some more football coaches.
If I think
get
so, too.
I can't remember TC's name. What's his name? His son was the quarterback.
Yeah, Dinwiddie.
Dinwiddie. If we could get Dinwiddie on here,
yeah,
that'd be fantastic.
That'd be fantastic, yeah.
I already got a real good question for him.
Well, and we got Inca's football coach, if we could get him on, Irwin.
Yep, Sexton, David Hines from North Buncombe.
Yeah, if we could get those guys on here. Come on here and sell us your program. We're not gonna beat you up. Tell us about your program.
Yeah, I mean, it could help you with recruiting. I mean, but you guys don't do that. It's cool.
Lewis or something.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Lewis. Yeah, you remember we went out on the road for a few of those.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little harder to do now with your nice table that you
we're going to have here. To just buy another headset and be fine with it.
Do that. Or we just load this up in the back of the pickup truck and
let's drive carry down it the through the school. Yeah. That'd be good.
Just think about it, though. The quote of all of them was, well, play us.
Oh, yeah.
Coach Walker, just play us.
Yeah, just come play it.
I'll blame anybody. Come play us. That was fantastic. That was pre-Carson.
I listen, though.
Yeah. All right, guys. What else you got?
Do you
have a fun question, Pat?
I didn't even think of a fun question. Let's see if we can come up with a fun question. Now I'm drawing a blank.
So, Pat, I've got a fun question. How about we put this one out there? You guys ready? Yeah. You know, with the whole DraftKings thing, I think, you know, we've all used it. It's fun stuff. Let's do a little over-under. Carson's beard. Will, he just rolled his eyes at me.
Yes.
Will it reach beard level?
What do we classify beard level at? Like 1 inch?
Well, how long do you think yours is, Pat? Your beard, your goatee.
I don't know, but it looks really good. That's the important thing.
Will Carson's beard reach beard level this year?
I don't think he's going to reach past the patchy point.
No.
It's just like, what do you think it would look like if it got past this point? Would y'all even call it a beard?
Yes. If you give us
if I give you guys an effort,
yes,
you guys will call it a beard.
Pat had a fantastic beard and then shaved it off.
I did.
Okay. All right. I'll take that into consideration.
I have a friend.
My life, I had a neard. It's like it always grew thicker underneath my neck.
Well, yeah,
it's like
it always does. Never... You just got to trim it up.
Yeah, you got to trim it up, dude.
Okay. See, no, that looks good. Yeah. Could you show me how to trim?
The beard? This is a friendly show.
I'll take care of you, Carson. Don't worry.
I just need someone to.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, a few adult beverages and both of them get a little handsy, Carson.
Oh, Patrick, that is not true.
And that never happened in the back of a Tahoe.
Was it a Tahoe?
It was a Sequoia.
Oh, it was a Sequoia.
We put the sex in Sequoia.
For Carson's old man bachelor party.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
How do you feel about being in the old man group? Because you're kind of younger, Lewis.
I got an old soul. I'm good with it. And you guys are okay most of the
we're
time.
Okay. He said we're okay.
Okay.
Like Pat, when he introduces us and Reynolds has been on him that week.
Yeah.
I'm not really friends with these guys, but we're going to do a podcast together.
That was like several times this last season.
I know, right?
I'm kind of friends with them on occasion.
I might like them. Not today, though.
Pat's actually one of my dear friends. So I don't know what he tells you guys actually in person, but that's bullcrap.
We hang out on a regular basis. We hung out Friday night.
Yes. When I walked in Friday night, Pat was like, Carson! And I was like, I thought we weren't friends.
I know.
But his look on his face told me otherwise.
Indeed. It was good to see Carson.
Carson.
And then he drank water.
I'd been under the weather all week, and I just got I got abused mentally for not taking an excess of alcohol.
Not by me.
No, not by you. That was crazy. It was not by Mike.
Which is really rare that it wouldn't be Mike giving you trouble.
Yeah, because he knew how sick I had been. Yeah.
Carson and his father both been real sick.
Real sick. Actually, the whole family had been real sick, but we're back on the mends. I would say we're at 100% now.
That's back in the saddle.
Yep, back in the saddle.
Back in the saddle again.
Aerosmith. Great song.
Guys, it's been fun. We're going to do it again here in a couple weeks. So we look forward to talking to you guys again.
Indeed.
Love you.
Thanks, everyone.
With a good-looking beard.